Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Vanessa Savage, a whistleblower at Texas Children's Hospital, will tell us today on Faith and Freedom why she decided to go forward with this critical information that has now shocked the world. We're going to be talking to her on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, and I want to pick up where we left off on our last program, because you were getting ready to share a question that was asked about what compelled you to want to continue to move forward to get this information out as a whistleblower, as a nurse working at Texas Children's Hospital. Pick it up from where we left off on our last program.
Absolutely. First and foremost, I just want to say that my faith compels me to speak out. And I believe that the truth matters. And truth is not about what the majority believes or what is politically correct or culturally accepted. God in his word defines what is true and good and right. And his design for men and women as distinct and different comes straight out of Genesis 1. Ephesians 5 commands Christians to take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness, but instead expose them. And that shining a light on the things that have been done in secret should be the response of every Christian believer. And so it is this deeply held belief that really guided us in the months following the FBI visit on July 24th of 2023. We knew that we could not be silent or complacent, but that we had to follow what we believed, that speaking the truth is it matters, and it's always worth it, no matter the cost. And so in the months that followed, to answer your question, I went back to work as best as I could and quickly started to see some discrepancies in the paperwork, some red flags that really caught my attention.
What examples of fraud did you witness there?
Yes. For one, I saw that the hospital was using Medicaid to pay for transgender treatments.
Wow.
And under the Texas Medicaid policy, this is fraud and it's not covered. So an example would be a healthy teenage boy was prescribed estrogen to feminize his facial features and sexual characteristics. And healthy teenage girls were receiving testosterone to masculinize their facial features. And in both of these examples, the insurance listed on file was Medicaid or CHIP or STAR or something similar. That's the first example. The second example was not only was the hospital using Medicaid to pay for transgender hormones, but on several instances, I noticed that the patient was intentionally misdiagnosed for the purpose of justifying these cross-sex hormones. So the hospital provided false diagnoses for these patients. Again, a biological male, it was listed to have an official medical diagnosis of an estrogen deficiency.
Wow.
Which, as we all know, does not make sense clinically because males don't have an estrogen deficiency. But then what that would do is it would justify the need for the provider to then prescribe estrogen.
And we know these gender procedures cost thousands of dollars.
Yes, they do. There is an amazing documentary called What is a Woman? And in this documentary, one of the subjects of this documentary talks about how this is a very lucrative. I'm sorry.
It's ludicrous as well, but
lucrative. Just say that again. Wait, go ahead.
This is a very lucrative industry. And what I call the unholy trinity, and that is the hospitals, the insurance companies, and the pharmaceutical industry. They are all profiting off of this. And for a teenager who goes through years and years and years of hormone treatments, it can be up to $70,000 to $80,000
per child.
Per child.
Well, and when you're revealing this kind of information regarding the Medicaid fraud, you should be protected as a whistleblower. But instead, in July of 2023, you get visited by the FBI at a time when you did not know who the whistleblower was, the physician. You learned of his identity later, but you didn't know who he was. You knew that information had been reported. You knew that it was true based upon your personal experience. But you get visited by the FBI, and they not only tell you that you're a person of interest regarding this whistleblower, but they threaten you, and they say that you are not safe at your job. They said to you, someone at your job, at your work, had given them your name and that you was not safe at your work. That's really intimidating.
Yes, it is. And that may or may not be true. I think that they are liars. And so I wouldn't be surprised if that was just a tactic to intimidate me into helping them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that was truthful on their part, but regardless.
But the fact that they even told you that to make you fearful of your life.
Yes.
It was really heavy-handed.
Yeah, and it kind of fills you with a sense of paranoia where you're questioning and, you know, glancing behind you and all the time for just a little bit after that. That's kind of what happened, where I just was scared to, you know, in my normal day-to-day routine, like, were they going to come back or what would they do next? And ultimately, I was just going to say that we had to surrender those fears to the Lord.
Yeah.
And he was ultimately our defender and our protector, and he has us.
Vanessa, what you experienced and what is happening has happened at Texas Children's Hospital, is happening in other hospitals as well, where they are misdiagnosing these kids that may be on the autism spectrum, may have different kinds of anxiety, depression, other kinds of mental health conditions, and they're pushing them into puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and then they're performing mutilating, irreversible surgeries on their body. This is a very serious issue that churches and pastors, you need to know about and you need to speak about, because it's happening and it is killing, maiming our children. Vanessa, in the moments that we have left with you, speak to our audience about what they should do, what they should know, and then your experience, because you're still in the middle of all this, standing up with courage at a time where God has placed you in a position where you didn't envision to be.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate that as a nurse, as a medical professional, if we are going to follow the science, we have to actually follow what the science says. And the science says that women and men are intrinsically different, from the smallest cell in our DNA to our reproductive anatomy. We are created in the image of God with intrinsic biological differences that can never be erased. And so that's a fundamental Genesis 1 issue that I am striving to uphold and affirm as good. And if people who either are in the medical field, who are working in an environment similar to the one I was in, that it's very hostile to those beliefs, to that worldview, I would just encourage those people that, you know, you are equipped for every good work, as it says in Ephesians 2, that God has created and prepared in advance that you would walk in. And this is a good work. We are tasked with speaking the truth and to upholding the truth, no matter the cost. So that's really my message against, or my message for nurses and medical professionals like myself.
And what is your prayer that will happen as a result of you coming forward and speaking out after all this?
I mean, my prayer is that this would be the beginning of the end of gender-affirming medicine, quote-unquote, gender-affirming medicine in the United States. We have many countries in Europe who've already taken that step and have outlawed this. And I think that this needs to happen.
Well, our guest is Vanessa Sevage, and she's still in the process of what's going on here at Texas Children's Hospital. She's a registered nurse in Texas, and she has come forth and revealed, among others that are there at the hospital, what's happening. Not only the fraud that's happening, but the harm that's happening against these children. She has a givesendgo.com/nurse_whistleblower. URL that you can go to, givesendgo.com/nurse_whistleblower, to support her legal defense. Our prayers and the prayers of those who are listening to this program will continually be with you. So God bless you for your courage, and what is ahead of you, God knows, and He has great things in store for you. So thank you for your courage and for standing up.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.